The West Live.
The West Live.
With Ben O'Shea for Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Premier Mark McGowan has announced details of a long-awaited compensation scheme, which will see police officers severely injured on the job receive payments of up to $400,000. Joining me now is WA Police Union President Harry Arnott. Harry, just how long have your members been waiting for this?
Oh, this has been a long time coming, Ben. This has been going since the 80s. Wow. So, you know, the best part of half a century. I think you're probably aware we're not covered by Workers' Compensation Injury Management Act. And up until now, our members who are medically retired were literally thrown on the scrap heap. So this is a landmark moment for police and police families in Western Australia.
And so how does this compensation scheme differ to what was currently being offered? It sounds like they weren't being offered very much for those officers who were injured on the job.
Oh, no, they weren't offered anything at all. Up until now, if a constable went to work and took a bullet and you know, maybe lost use of their arm and couldn't serve their community anymore, they were shown the door. And until this term of government, they were actually dismissed under Section 8 of the Police Act, which is the section which gets rid of corrupt police officers. So there was a complete lack of dignity. Mm. Full kudos to Michelle Roberts, the Minister for Police. She amended that legislation, which was a pre-election promise. And so those that now go out medically unfit go under a different part of the Police Act and retain their dignity and receive their certificate of service. And now those people who are hurt on the job, just like everybody else, just like, you know, a bricklayer or a school teacher or anyone else, if they're hurt on the job, they'll receive, you know, a compensation payout, which, you know, it's just amazing. It's just absolutely fantastic for our people.
And a lot of people listening will be thinking, how was that even possible that that the police who were injured on the job were treated like that for so long? Like, how did that situation arise?
Police officers aren't considered employees by the Industrial Relations Commission. So they're appointed, they're sworn. So we miss out on most things that the rest of the public sector enjoy. We don't have representation in the Industrial Relations Commission, largely not covered by occupational health and safety, not covered at all by workers' comp. So very unique policing. Our people are, you know, on the shelf all by themselves, if you like. So, look, I've got to commend Mark McGowan, the Premier. He made a commitment at our 2016 state conference, whilst in opposition, and he said that whilst they were in opposition, if they were to take government, they would deliver this in the first term of government. And I have to acknowledge his integrity. He's done exactly that. You know, the clock was ticking for the first term.
And only just scraped in.
Absolutely, absolutely. But he did it. He did exactly what he promised to do. So full kudos to Mr. McGowan and his cabinet. They came through.
Now, is the union satisfied with the terms of the scheme? Is there such a thing as a perfect compensation scheme?
Oh, look, we would always argue that for more. I mean, that's our job, is to advocate for the membership. But you know what? It's a start. It's a really good start. It's a landmark moment. I've probably used that phrase too many times in the last couple of days, but it is a landmark moment, and it's something. It's a start. You know, if someone is permanently injured, and I think of our colleague who was hurt at Mandra many years ago, who's in a, you know, who's paralysed. Mm. This money for him, you know, $412,000 he would have received yesterday's announcement, that would have made his family life a lot easier. Mm. You know, it's an amazing thing. And I'm still a little bit speechless, to be honest with you.
Now, when I go to work, the worst thing that'll probably happen to me is maybe I get a paper cut. But it's a bit different for your members. Can you give us an idea of the dangers, physical and mental, that police officers do face on the job?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned mental. You know, post-traumatic stress disorder is still fairly new. There's not a lot known about PTSD globally. A lot of research has been done, but our guys are just exposed to so much trauma You know, they see all the bad stuff. All the bad stuff that people ring the police about, our guys see. They face angry people every single day. They see the car crashes. They see the deaths. They see the unfairness of kids being treated badly, domestic violence, all that bad stuff. Our guys go to that. Everyone else would move away from it. Our guys go to it all the time. And that has a cumulative effect and wears those people down. It's quite an unhealthy profession. And then, you know, they'll put people to court and probably get disillusioned, lack a bit of faith in the court process when they see people that they feel should be punished for their bad actions, seemingly walk away, you know, without a proper conviction or a proper penalty. So all that weight they carry every single day, it's a unique profession, absolutely unique profession.
Yeah, and so you talk about some of that physical and mental impacts of what they do in the mental side. So is that changing, the awareness around that has a big impact on people, and the idea that, you know, you don't just sort of, you know, toughen up and go on with your job, that it is okay to talk about these the mental impact of the things that the police officers are seeing?
Yeah, certainly in my 3 decades in policing, it's changed quite significantly. You know, when I joined, it was toughen up, son, get on with it. Mm. Now people are quite open about it, and they'll talk about, you know, I've got head noises, I've got some challenges at the moment, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And it's kudos to the maturity of the police force that they talk about these issues now. And I think that stigma is lessening, if you like. People accept mental health as a genuine concern now, as opposed to once upon a time it was a bit of a taboo subject, particularly with men who perhaps aren't the best at discussing these issues. So we're getting there. It's a slow churn, it's a slow process, but we are getting there. And the police force is quite mature now. We've got a new superintendent, Glenn Feeney at Health and Welfare, who's made some significant changes in that space. You know, we're talking now more than we ever have done before.
And last year, the state government issued a historic apology to officers who'd been removed from the force due to that Section 8 rule that you mentioned earlier, and they introduced a $16 million redress scheme. Was that enough to address all the officers who'd been unfairly treated in the past? Because I note that this new scheme won't be retrospective.
No, look, it won't be retrospective, but, you know, it's our submission that by the acknowledgement of government that police officers need this unique scheme, then we think that may open the door for, you know, a civil claim for an ex gratia payment for police officers who have fallen through the cracks, and we'll pursue that with those retired members who need that assistance.
And finally, we're heading into the festive season. What does that mean for WA Police? Is it a time of goodwill among all men, or is it a time where they'll be a little bit busier than usual?
They will be busy. So as soon as the heat cranks up, we get busy. Yeah. You know, the alcohol consumption, the recreational drug use, all of those things impact quite significantly on the front line and the job that we do. So our guys will be out there and they'll be on high alert because they know they're going to get busy. But, you know, they will turn up. They'll be out there on Christmas Day. They'll be out there on Christmas Eve. They'll be out there on New Year's Eve. And they're doing a damn fine job protecting community. And for the most part, I think community really respect them for doing that.
WA Police Union President Harry Arnott, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.